With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The nation's 39th president has died at the age of 100.
Carter served as president amid Cold War pressures and turbulent oil markets. While he was able to broker an Israeli-Egyptian peace agreement, he was unable to rein in double-digit inflation. A low point came when 8 Americans died in a failed hostage rescue in 1980, the year he would lose to Ronald Reagan. After leaving office, he was often seen volunteering with the Habitat for Humanity charity, and his human rights work through the Carter Center was recognized with a Nobel Peace Prize. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, South Korea says 179 people were killed when their plane crashed into a wall while landing in South Korea.
The plane was making a return trip from Bangkok in Thailand with 175 passengers and 6 crew members on board. As it landed at Muan Airport in the south of the country, it veered off the runway and crashed into a wall. Then it caught on fire. Witnesses say they heard a loud explosion after the crash. Parts of the plane could be seen engulfed in flames and thick black smoke. The cause of the crash is still not known, but local media here is reporting that it may have been caused by birds getting caught in the plane's systems. The plane's landing gear is said to have malfunctioned as it came down.
At least 4 people are dead after severe storms in the south over the weekend. More than 30 tornadoes were reported in Arkansas, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, and Texas. Americans are making their New Year's resolutions as the clock winds down on 2024. According to a new poll, saving money tops the list for 2025. Other popular resolutions include eating better, exercising more, losing weight, and spending more time with family and friends. This is SRN News. The NBA is cozying up to China again. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The league says it will play a couple of preseason games in Macau next season, ignoring the concerns of religious freedom advocates who point out that China is one of the worst persecutors of Christians on earth. There's a lot of cash in China, and the NBA wants it. It had been playing games there until 5 years ago when Rockets GM Daryl Morey expressed his support for Hong Kong, and Beijing kicked the league out. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The battles over abortion in the U.S. are focusing on the pills that are now the most common way pregnancies are ended. Texas has sued a New York doctor over a prescription to a Texas resident. It could become the first test of a shield law that New York and some other Democrat-controlled states have passed to protect abortion doctors. Several states are considering laws to make abortion drugs more difficult to obtain in general. This is SRN News. And a first for the EU, Belgium says no more vaping. Ron Taylor has more.
Belgium will ban the sale of disposable electronic cigarettes as of January 1st on health and environmental grounds in a groundbreaking move for European Union nations. Health Minister Frank van den Broek decided that the inexpensive e-cigarettes have turned into a health threat since they're an easy way for teenagers to be drawn into smoking and get hooked on nicotine. Australia outlawed the sale of vapes outside pharmacies earlier this year in some of the world's toughest restrictions on electronic cigarettes. Belgium's minister wants tougher tobacco measures in the 27-nation bloc. Ron Taylor reporting.
Automakers will have a sizable presence in next month's CES in Las Vegas. The electronics show has been a showcase for cutting-edge technology since the first one occurred back in 1967. This year will feature offerings from Scout, BMW, Toyota, Honda, Suzuki, with Volvo and Waymo contributing keynote speakers. More details at SRNNews.com.